Okay, my friends. So today we are learning about a different kind of animal than you can see right now walking around on this planet. No, no, you cannot see these walking around on the planet anymore. They once were here, but now they're gone.
Dinosaurs.
And not just any dinosaur, the flying variety. Today we are reading a book called Pterodactyl. Pterodactyl was written by Aaron Carr and John Willis. It is an AV2 book. But we will not be using any of the digital stuff. We're just going to talk and we're going to read about it. And I want to say really quick before we get started, this is a tricky word because it has a hidden letter. The P. Mm-hmm. The word pterodactyl is spelled P-T-E-R-O-D-A-C-T-Y-L. P-T-E-R-O-D-A-C-T-Y-L. Pterodactyl. But it has a P in front. You just don't say the word. Interesting.
Pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl. That's silly. So today's story is read by Mommy and... What's your name? Who are you?
Volt from Mini Force and Tara Scott.
Volt from Mini Force?
And Tara Sky.
And Tara Sky, his terrifying pterodactyl, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. The word pterodactyl means winged finger. This word is often used as a name for prehistoric animals, more properly called Pterodactylus. Pterodactylus, which was named for its long fourth fingers, which provided support for its wings. Pterodactylus' fossils range in size from as small as a sparrow to about the size of a hawk. So they had not three, but four fingers. Ooh, interesting. Pterodactylus was not a dinosaur. What? Did you know that? Dinosaurs were prehistoric reptiles that walked on the land, while Pterodactylus was a prehistoric reptile that could fly. It was part of a group of flying reptiles called pterosaurs. Pterosaurs lived in all parts of the world at the same time as the dinosaurs. They ranged in size from the small pterodactylus to the massive Quetzalcoatlus, which stood as tall as a giraffe. Wow, I wouldn't want to mess with one of those, would you? Pterodactylus had long, thin wings. It had three fingers sticking out of the top middle part of the wing, and the fourth finger extended about half of the total length of the wing. Each wing was formed by skin and muscle that stretched from the arm and long finger to the hind legs. So in this picture, we can kind of see how big these guys got, and they were really, really big. They also have, I'm noticing in the picture, we can see some pretty sharp teeth going on there. Yeah, beak for sure, like a bird. But they also had teeth. Let's talk about it. Pterodactylus was a small, lightweight carnivore that ate mostly fish. Scientists believe that pterodactyls flew over bodies of water and swooped down to catch fish swimming near the surface. The diet of pterodactylus may also have included crabs and mollusks and insects. So these guys could eat a lot. And they liked fish. We like fish too, don't we? What are the odds? Okay, but let's talk about that, because they eat the fish, which means they have to chew them, which means they need... Let's talk about it. Pterodactylus had a very long jaw with almost 100 sharp teeth. This narrow jaw made up about 3/4 of the total length of its skull. Unlike other pterosaurs, which had jaws that curved upward, Pterodactylus had a straight jaw. When Pterodactylus was young, its teeth were wide and cone-shaped. But as it grew older, its teeth became narrower and more numerous. Did you know, get this, a pterodon had no teeth. A human adult, your mom, right here, 32. A pterodactylus, almost 100 teeth. That's a lot of teeth to brush. Can you imagine how long it takes them to brush their teeth? Oh, you don't think they brush their teeth? Mm-mm. You're probably right. Now, Pterodactylus walked slowly on all fours, using both its hind legs and its front claws. The rest of the wings folded up and pointed up while it walked. This is kind of much like how a modern-day bat would walk. Scientists do not believe that Pterodactylus was very fast when flying, but they think it was able to fly long distances. Now, Pterodactylus is thought to have lived mostly in what is now Germany, in Europe. Scientists believe it lived in trees or caves near large bodies of water. Pterodactylus did this to stay close to its food. Living in caves and trees would have offered protection from predatory dinosaurs. Pterodactylus lived about 150 million years ago. That's what the scientists are thinking. It was known as the late Jurassic period. All that people have learned about Pterodactylus has come from studying its bones, which turned into fossils over millions of years. So here is how scientists figure stuff out. Ready? An animal dies and is quickly covered in sand or mud or water, and this keeps the hard parts of the body, such as the bones and the teeth and the claws, from decomposing. Now, the body is pressed between layers of mud and sand, and over millions of years, the layers turn into stone, and then the animal's bones and teeth turn into stone as well. And this preserves the animal's size and their shape. Okay? So what's interesting here is that when the animal dies, it has to be quickly covered in sand, mud, or water. That's the tricky part, is where it dies has to be either near a lot of sand, mud, or water, right? The conditions have to be just right in order for us to know what kind of animal it was and how it died. Yeah. And I don't know where they would get all that quickly moving sand, water, or mud. Maybe there's something else there. I don't know. Let's keep going. At the museum, every year, people from around the world visit museums such as the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to see Pterodactylus fossils. More than 20 Pterodactylus fossils have been found, and most of them are complete skeletons. These fossils are often part of a permanent exhibit in large museums. Sometimes they travel to small museums for short exhibits. Now, you see for yourself if you can go to the Natural History Museum in London, Great Britain, and that's a great place to learn about pterosaurs. It has about 1,000 pterosaur fossils and casts. So, what have you learned? About how many teeth did the Pterodactylus have?
Over 100.
Yeah, about 100. How were pterosaurs different from dinosaurs?
They could fly and walk.
Mm-hmm. And which country that we can go to today was where the pterodactyls were thought to have lived? Do you remember? Germany. How many Pterodactylus fossils have been found so far?
20.
Do you remember? Mm-mm. Well, they've got more than 20 of them. Now, what does the word pterodactyl mean? tough one.
Flying finger?
Yes, winged finger. Very good. Which modern animal walks in the same manner as the pterodactylus? They also live in caves. The bat. Mm-hmm. Which part of pterodactylus' body extended half the length of its wings? Its fingers, right? Yeah, it's that fourth finger that stuck out. Now, what was the shape of the pterodactylus's jaw? That's a tough one. Was it curved or was it straight?
Straight.
Bingo, you got it. Hey, great job on that quiz. You did pretty good. I'm glad you learned quite a bit about pterodactyls. And that, my friends, is